Well, hello, Canada, my favorite country on earth. I don't have hope for my country anymore. I'm done with hope, because I wanted Hillary to win the election. Thank you, three other middle-aged white ladies. But I voted for Obama, but I didn't get it. I don't get the hope train. I gave up hope for America when we took the pillows out of coach on American Airlines. If we could no longer afford a 5-cent foam piece of shit so my neck doesn't break on a 6-hour flight, we suck. It's officially over. Go get your Rosetta Stone and learn a little Chinese before they get here. Because they are coming, and there's a billion of them. And I saw the opening ceremonies for the Beijing Olympics. They have their shit together on a level that is frightening. We are going to wake up in our homes, and there's going to be Chinese families in our houses looking at us on the couch going, "You go home now." I'm like, I think I am home.
No, no, not anymore. Not your house, no. We bought it while you watch opening ceremonies for Olympics.
No, I want to have hope in Obama. I don't see it. The oil spill, really? If I was Obama, I would have fired people. The first guy, this was the first answer, and I am not making this up. They said, "We know how to stop it. We'll shove golf balls down it." Okay, you're fired. And you know why you're fired? Because that sounds like something me and my brother came up with at a bar after 800 beers. And we would have thought we were brilliant, but we're morons. I got it, dude. Golf balls. We're shoving a shitload of them down there. And then if it doesn't work, how awesome will it be to watch 8 million golf balls fly out of the ocean? How fun it'll be. I am an idiot if I could see simple answers, like we have a terrorism issue and we have a healthcare crisis. The last terrorist guy put bottle rockets in his underwear and he was going to blow up Detroit. And then they said, "That's it. Now you all have to go through the human x-ray machine." And people got pissed off. "Oh, that's an invasion of my privacy." And I thought, I don't care. Whatever makes it faster. You know what? Let's make the whole thing better. How about to solve healthcare and terrorism? Every week when you fly, you get to go through a free CAT scan. I would love a free CAT scan once a week. I don't even care if it's a doctor reading it. It could just be the guy from TSA going, "Baby, I ain't a doctor, but there's some weird ass shit in your kidney." They're like, "Oh, good. That's the chart, and that's a normal one. Yours don't look like that. Did you eat a golf ball or something weird? You got something." That's why I'm out of hope. You know, the economy completely fell apart. I knew the economy was falling apart 6 years ago when I got a home loan. Like, really? They said, "Yeah, that's stupid." The lady at the bank was Filipino. She goes, "Okay, you want the house? We'll do the paperwork for you. What do you do for a living?" I said, "Well, I was a stand-up comedian." She goes, "Oh. You put on makeup, do fun for children?" Okay, put birthday clown. I don't give a shit. That's a good job. Put that. I like that. Put birthday clown. I got the loan, $427,000 to a birthday clown. If that didn't tell somebody, something had gone seriously awry. And the banks don't even care. We gave them all the money we had, and they still don't care. I bank at Chase Bank. I went up there 3 months ago on a Tuesday. The bank, there's people working in the bank, but it's padlocked. There's a security guard. He's 150 years old, and he's missing an eye. And I say to him, "I don't get it. Why are there people working in the bank, but it's closed?" He goes, "Baby, it's just all messed up." I don't know exactly what that means. He goes, "Well, I ain't supposed to say nothing. But on the down low, what I heard is that little evil man in North Korea, he hacked into the system and he took a lot of money." Really? This is who Chase has elected to speak to the customers. I'm sorry. Is there a manager here in a suit with two eyes that could come out here and tell me if Kim Jong-il has taken my last $1,400? Anybody? That's it for me. Thank you so much for laughing.
not a test. This is rock and roll.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Pockets or where you give, dig a hole. Yeah, dig a hole. Big man, little man, pulling on a dollar. Fork in the road, man, who you gonna follow? Right man, wrong man, down to the wire. Where you speak the truth with your feet to the fire. Dig a hole. Country mile, dig a hole.
There you go, the Blackberry Smoke and Dig a Hole on the Liam Burke Show. And before we had that, we had Kathleen Madigan with I've Lost All Hope. I'm sure you haven't lost all hope, and I hope you haven't lost all hope with me here on the Liam Burke Show. What have I got coming up for you this week? God only knows. The only thing I do know is the vinyl from the vault. There's another track from the 10 Steps to Cynical Thinking from the Baron Spencers. That coming up. And lots more great music besides. And, Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to, as most of you know, that I'm part of a cosplay thing, which is, in case you don't know, which very few people don't, it is dressing up in different characters. I like Halloween, and that's not Halloween, horror. And that's why I dress up in that kind of stuff the whole time. And I'm going to one in Belfast in a couple of weeks. No, in a week's time. I'm looking forward to that. A bit of crack, a bit of fun. But I do wish people on Facebook will stop bitching about, oh, it's here, it's there. How do I get here? How do I get there? I can get a train. Is there buses going? You know, at the end of the day, these people put the stuff on. They can't make everything happen. And if we keep bitching about it, we ain't going to have it. So all I say to the guys up north, stop bitching. Yeah. Anyway, I was going to say, you're listening to me, Liam Book, but you're listening to me bitch as well, aren't you? So that's what it is. Here is, I have to get my spoke in, because it just sometimes it's just a pain in the backside why people will just whinge about everything. And Facebook has become a whinging platform, and I don't like it. I really don't. It's just a kind of a case where you want to just get you want to just get on with it. And like, it used to be all about dinners and everything like that. Now it's about bitching on Facebook. I like to put up a load of shit the whole time, and whether people like it or not, there you go. Anyway, here is Robin Trower with Too Much Joy. Not likely.
Twist is turning, turning round.
Yeah, there you go, Robin Trower, and Too Much Joy. Not on that page if you check it out. I'm kidding, I know I'm going on a bit about it, but there you go. You got to say it here and now. Used to be dinners and all that kind of carry on years ago, but now it's turned into slagging matches or people giving out about this, that and the other. And I'll tell you what, another thing that's happening on it, what I am here, is scams. There's an awful lot of scams, so be careful on Marketplace. If you're selling or buying stuff, there's always someone out there looking to rip you off. So be careful on that. I see someone had paid 600 quid for one of those silicon masks. I'm on one of them pages. And they were ripped off by $600. They paid the 600 and then got nothing in return. So just be careful. Just be careful. And you know all the scams that's coming in and out on the phone anyway. So be very careful. Here's Budgie and I Turned to Stone.
Trouble seems so far away. to Step Back in Time with Vinyl from the Vault on the Liam Burke Show.
Come around the bend. your people better go and beware.
Yeah, there you go. That was Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath on our Vinyl from the Vault this week on the Liam Burke Show. Lots more to come, especially from an album I discovered last week and I was telling you about, and from the Baron Spinsters, and it's their album, it's their debut album, which was out 4 years ago, and it's called 10 Steps to Cynical Thinking, and here is a song called Step Down.
I'm gonna step down, show everybody that I know. I'm gonna wait right here for the world to disappear and show everybody that I know. I'm gonna break down, have a little meltdown in front of everybody that I know. And my humility will get the better out of me in front of everybody that I know. I'm gonna get down, show everybody that I know. Right here, right now is the only place that counts. Show everybody that I know, cause I know what I know. Such a fuss. I tell you more about it, but there's no one I can trust. While the people round the corner drown, make me give it up for free. Whoa, 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 is me. So see how it goes, see how it goes, see how it goes, see how it goes. If it goes alright, you can make it through the night. 20 vision and a little foresight. I can pick up all the pieces for the people, throw them back at me. Whoa, 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 is me. I never told you that I laughed when I heard that you were free. You never told me that you passed right on through. Long to see, and I heard you never made it after all. I'm gonna lay down beneath everybody that I know, and as I lay there dead like a piece of moldy bread beneath everybody that I know, you're gonna calm down until everybody.
You can have my stuff, and I hope it brings you luck to each and every city that you.
We'll be right back. think you should have kept up all the ties and found it's to the paradise speakers lately. Lately, I've been hoping you will come and save me.
Yeah, there you go. That's the Baron Spinsters and... Oh, what was going wrong here in the background? I didn't know what that was. The Baron Spinsters and Step Down from the album 10 Steps to Cynical Thinking. And if you fancy having a listen on Spotify, it's there. So don't forget to have a listen. It's fantastic. Now, going from the Baron Spinsters to these guys, another favourite band of mine. It's the Dead South with the That Bastard Son.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Always looking out for number one. We never talk about the bastard son. Heading out to the liquor store. Never been without a baby before. Got beside his puking in the sink. Oh, I don't feel no more. I just want liquor and dirty whores. Cause I don't care no more.
One, two, one, two, three, four. One liquor and dirty whores. Cause I don't care no more. No, I don't care no
care. Yeah, there you go. That's the Dead South. What? That bastard son. Hi. I don't know what I'm trying to do there. Don't even know why I'm trying to put on an accent there. That is the Dead South, one of my favourites. Now it's time for more comedy, and this time around I've got, who have I got for you? I'm just feathering here for a minute because the video's gone. Oh, there it is. It's Ron White with I Got Thrown Out of a Bar. Here we are.
I got thrown out of a bar in New York City. Now, when I say I got thrown out of a bar, I don't mean somebody asked me to leave. We walked to the door together, and I said, bye, everybody, I gotta go. Six bouncers hurled me out of a nightclub like I was a Frisbee. Those big old bouncers that go home every night, watch Roadhouse and beat off. You know what I'm talking about? Patrick Swayze's hitting another guy. For wearing a hat. I walk into a bar with a hat on. This guy real pissy goes, took off the hat! I'm like, what's the deal? He goes, I'll tell you what the deal is. Faggots in this area wear hats. We're trying to keep them out of a club. I'm like, oh, really? The only way we could tell down south is if they have their hair cut like yours. And he got all pissed. But he walked away, and I took the hat off, and like an hour later, I'd been drinking, and I forgot. You ever forget? Happened to me. I put the hat back on. The guy comes over to me. Now, I'm between 6'1 and 6'6, depending on which convenience store I'm leaving. I weigh 235 pounds. This guy comes over to me, poking me in the shoulder with two fingers, says, you're out of here. I'm like, I don't think so, Scooter. And I was wrong. They hurled my ass. And then they squared off with me in the parking lot, and I backed down from the fight because I don't know how many of them it would have taken to whip my ass. But I knew how many they were going to use. It's a handy little piece of information to have right there.
Overkill.
Well, they called the police because we broke a chair on the way out the door and I refused to pay for it. And the cops showed up, and at that point, I had the right to remain silent, but I didn't have the ability. The cop says, Mr. White, you are being charged with drunk in public. I was like, hi. I was drunk in a bar. They threw me into public. I don't want to be drunk in public. I want to be drunk in a goddamn bar, which is perfectly legal. Arrest them. Well, he didn't arrest them. Instead, they call in for my arrest record. There's some good news. Satellites are linking up in outer space. Computer banks at NASA are kicking on. There's a telegraph in Fritch, Texas going, beep, 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 beep. When I was 17 years old, I was arrested for being drunk in public. Seemed to be a pattern. If you knew Morse code, you would already know that. And one DWI, which was a bogus charge because it turns out they were stopping every vehicle traveling down that particular sidewalk. And that's profiling, I believe. And the drunken public charge in Fritch, the arresting officer, who I had literally known all my life. You know what I mean? This guy lived four doors down from me in a town of less than 400 people. We've met. He takes me to jail. When we get there, he asked me if I have any aliases, and I was just being a smart ass and said, yeah, they call me Tater Salad. Seventeen years later in New York City, I'm handcuffed on a bench with blood coming out of my nose. And this cop goes, are you Ron Tater Salad White? You caught me. You caught the tater. Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you. Yeah,
damn right.
Yeah, there you go, the Stolen Bones, and you can't... Can't you hear me knocking? Not you can't, I'm nothing like it.
Your cat is a mess.
No, my cat's not getting anything. My cat's outside eating a load of chicken at the minute, so can't have any more. Chicken is enough for my cat. I don't know why I'm standing here talking about a bloody cat when the cat doesn't give a damn what I'm doing. And just as a matter of interest, cat you will never own. A dog you will. Cat you'll never own. A cat will own you. Just some useless information anyway. Here is Mr. Rory Gallagher and Easy Come, Easy Go. Yeah, just coming on now in a second.
Easy come, and easy go.
Yeah, Mr. Rory Gallagher, easy come and easy go on the Lean Bork Show. Oh, yeah. I have a cracker of a song I'm going to finish off with this week, but you'll just have to stick around to find out. And it'll describe me down to a T, because that's possibly what I am and what I do. So if you have any clues, just stick around to find out. You will know exactly what it is very shortly. Here's Blues Mystery with Back to the Dirty Town.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Back to that dirty town, the blues mystery. Now, as I did tell you, I'm going to finish off with a track that describes me down to a T and probably the amount of work I do here each and every week on the Liam Work Show, which is very little, and you know that. So it's time for me to head off and leave you a track from Deep Purple, from Machine Head, and the song is called Lazy. Yeah, it's just exactly me, down to a T. No work done for the show. Do it all on spec when it happens. And just on the fly, yes. Anyway, till next week, Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show. Take it easy, mind yourselves. See you all very soon. Stay safe and be good. See you next week. Lazy by Deep Purple. Thank you.
no straw.